A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you would hand his son a stone when he asks for a loaf of bread, or a snake when he asks for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? Do to others what you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. The Gospel of the Lord. The two scripture selections for today complement one another perfectly. In the Gospel, which was just read, we hear Jesus teaching us to be persevering in prayer, and he gives us a pattern for praying effectively for our needs. The first reading from Esther clearly illustrates Jesus' message. Let's look at it. First, Esther must beg the king for the lives and the freedom of her people. But no one is allowed into his presence without previously being invited. To prepare herself for her daring act, and what could bring her the death sentence, she spends 3 days in prayer and penance. Esther asks God for help in delivering the Jewish people from slaughter. She entreats him with beautiful and poignant words. But she goes further in seeking God's help. She fasts and performs bodily penances from morning until evening. And she even asks others to join her in seeking God's favor. Finally, as a culmination, she almost literally knocks. She makes herself presentable and then walks through the entire palace until she is face to face with the king. Scripture recounts that at first the king was furious when he saw her. But then it says, God changed the king's anger to gentleness. And then unfolds the complete and positive answer to Esther's prayer. Ask, seek, knock. These three words include the idea of want, loss, and earnestness. God always answers our prayers. Our Lord promises us that in today's gospel, when he says, for everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened to them. Sometimes the answer is yes. Sometimes it is no. And sometimes the answer is yes, but wait, it's not the right time yet. Ask, seek, knock. Let your prayer be adapted to the situation. Let it increase intensity. Let it advance in the largeness of its object. To receive a gift is simple. To find a treasure is more enriching. But to enter into the palace is the best of all. Each of these three forms of prayer are prescribed, accepted, and rewarded in a manner suitable to their character. Ask. First, we begin by simply expressing our need. We ask in a word or desire directed to the one who can grant our wish. Seek. If we don't receive an answer right away, we may start seeking ways to make it happen. Seeking is more than words. There's more initiative on our part. We must get up and go in search of what we want, leaving no stone unturned. We must make an effort and cooperate actively with God's will. Knock. Finally, we might put some strong emotion into our request and act on our desire by banging on God's door or ear or heart or whatever way you imagine praying to the Lord. To knock is to be in earnest and to be insistent. In knocking, there is much more activity and emotion and intensity than in seeking or asking. We can strike our hand against the barrier to our desire. There's a certain assertiveness, perhaps even a bit of aggression in our efforts of knocking. So we must act with confidence. We must ask with confidence and humility. Seek with care and application. And knock with earnestness and perseverance. Listen to the golden words of the great Eastern doctor of the church, St. John Chrysostom, when he was preaching on this passage. Quote, Jesus did not simply command us to ask, but to ask with great concern and concentration. For this is the meaning of the word he used for seek. For those who are seeking put everything else from their minds. They become concerned only with the thing that they are seeking and pay no attention at all to the circumstances. Even those who are looking for gold or for servants that have been lost understand what I am saying. So this is what Jesus meant by seeking. But by knocking, Jesus meant that we approach God with intensity and passion. Therefore, O mortal, do not give up. Do not show less eagerness for virtue than desire for possessions. But if you do not receive immediately, do not despair. For it is because of this that Jesus said, knock, to show that even if he does not open the door immediately, we should remain at the door, knocking. End of the quotation. Lent is a time for asking, seeking, and knocking upon the heart of Jesus, our Savior.